22-year tradition in the Wausau area.
It was the 22nd torch lighting ceremony in Wausau, and carrying the flame this year were two local business leaders who helped start the games back in 1989. Afterward, Lauren Jorstad and Jim Force both wondered if a long tradition was coming to an end.
It's economics and it's sponsorship. I don't think it will be here in totality like it has been over the years.
Hopefully it would still be part of the games in some way. You know, the games have really focused the attention, I think, of the state of Wisconsin on Wausau as a winter sports capital.
22nd year of being hosted here in Wausau.
Ron Vincent of the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation and Darren Schaefer of the Wausau Area Marathon County Convention and Visitors Bureau shared the stage, neither mentioning the impasse between the two organizations that could end Wausau sponsorship. The Visitors Bureau thinks hotel room tax money could be spent in better ways, in part because of the decision to move competitive events like youth hockey out of the Wausau area. Many in the crowd were not pleased.
It's sad, you know. It brings a lot of money in the Wausau area, you know, hotels, eateries. This is sad.
It's disappointing. We come out every year and watch the events, and it's disappointing that it won't be in the area anymore.
It's sad that they have to maybe move on. However, I understand some of the funding issues, and that's kind of the way it goes sometimes.
The Sports Development Corporation says it is determined to keep Wausau as the host community for the games next year, but the Visitors Bureau says there would have to be a different funding mechanism for that to happen. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.